God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, you, you. Yes, and even you. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome this morning. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. 15 minutes of your day. If you give it over to God, He will give you a transformed life. We are so grateful to God that He has spared us. There's somebody that went about their day yesterday, and they knew that they had enough time today. But God called their name over the course of the night, and now they have no more life. Their life is done. They're on the other side. But since God woke you up this morning, gave you the ability of your limbs, gave you a heartbeat, gave you breath in your body, gave you the ability of your limbs, you might as well give Him praise, because He is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise. And I am grateful that He has spared us just another day. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you today. If we stop right there in our prayer and just said that we love you, God, I believe that that would be sufficient, because we can say more words and we can sound very eloquent and we can use deep and profound phrases. But God, if they don't express love for you, then as the word declares, they're just empty. They're just like clanging cymbals. But God, we do. We love you today. And not only do we love you, we acknowledge you as being the CEO of our lives, of being the chief manager of our lives, the one that's in control. And we thank you. We thank you, God, for the decision that we made to have you in control of our lives. And even though, God, sometimes we don't act like it, we dearly do love you, and we do appreciate you for not giving up on us. Even when we at times want to give up on ourselves, you never give up on us, and we will be eternally grateful. God, as we go into your word today, God, speak to us. I pray, God, that it's a word that speaks to all of us. God, if we let your word speak, whether we think it applies to us or not, It will speak to us. It will transform us. It will cause us to become more like you when we get done than we were when we connected today. Holy Ghost, teach us. Speak to us. Change us. And we will be all the more better. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, we just thank God for being alive, for being in the land of the living one more time. We're going to go to the New Testament, Philippians, the second chapter. I'm going to start at the fifth verse. Philippians 2, starting at verse 5. Starting from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of man, I'm going to start back at verse 2. Still Philippians, the second chapter, starting at the second verse. It says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Now, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want to look again at verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to talk to you, and you might not take kindly to the topic. You might think I'm talking about you, but you know what? I am. This morning, I want to tell you to just get over yourself. Get over yourself. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where how you feel, your desires, your preferences, your needs seem to take the attention, the focus, take center stage? Maybe it was in a phone conversation with somebody. Maybe it was in a relationship. Maybe it was even at your job. You know, that when you hear that little voice that whispers, you know, it's all about me. I mean, no disrespect to anybody else, but it's about me right now. I deserve this. And if we would just be real for just a few minutes, we've all been there. Matter of fact, you might be there right now. Because the reality is, we live in a world, we live in a culture that tells us, do you, boo. do you. In other words, put yourself first. Make sure your needs are met before anybody else's. But we see what the Word of God says about it. The Bible tells us, particularly in verses 3 and 4 of Philippians 2, to get over ourselves, to move towards the pull of being selfish, and to embrace a perspective of humility and selflessness. Now we're looking at Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, and it's instructing them to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Now let's put a pin right there. Let's pause. Let's talk about this. Selfish ambition. It sounds like it's, you know, ambition. An ambition you have about yourself, right? It doesn't sound like it's anything wrong with that, but really, it can be a silent killer. It's subtle. It's when we do things with the desire to gain, to advance, or to win. Not because it's what God calls us to do, but it's because it feeds our pride. It feeds our ego. Vain deceit, on the other hand, is the empty pursuit of recognition, approval, or of status. It's trying to build ourselves up in the eyes of other people, all while not paying attention to or neglecting the heart of God's call. So then, what's the alternative, right? Well, he says it in the word, humility. He says, but with the humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Think about it. Can you imagine if every time we entered a room, we didn't think, what will people think of me? What will they think about my hair? What will they think about my clothes? What will they think about how I say things? But rather, what can I do for someone else? Kind of flips the script, doesn't it? Because humility is not thinking about ourselves. And it's not thinking about less of ourselves. Excuse me. It's not thinking less of ourselves. That's not what humility is about. Humility isn't about thinking less of ourselves, but it's about thinking of ourselves less. There's a difference. It's not about denying our value or dimming our shine. It's rather recognizing that the needs and the interests of others are just as important, or if not more, at that moment than our own. But we got to talk about what makes this hard, because we're human, right? We've been conditioned to prioritize our own wants, our own needs. Even when we're in church, even when we're in worship, we tend to forget this teaching. We might serve, but deep down, there's a part of us that wants a pat on the back. There's a part of us that wants to be acknowledged for our efforts. But true humility, according to the word, isn't concerned with what we get out of it. True humility is about laying down our rights, our comfort, and our ego for the sake of someone else. I want you to think about it like this. If Jesus, you know Jesus, the King of glory, that Jesus, yeah, that one. If he humbled himself to the point of dying on the cross, then who are we to hold on to our pride? Who are we to hold on to our selfishness? You all, Jesus didn't count his equality with God something to hold on to. He knew who he was. He said in his word, I and the Father are one. He acknowledged that in the word of God. But he did not take that knowledge, take that reality, and say, look, I'm on the same line as God, so y'all need to tighten up, because I'm not down on this cross for y'all. I'm not putting my life down for you all. It's not what he did. The Bible says he emptied himself. In other words, he did not walk in the royalty that he was, but he was willing to take on the form of a servant. And if we want to be like him, we also have to be willing to get over ourselves and choose humility every time. So how do we put this into action? Because it sounds good, right? But how do we live it? First of all, you all, we got to recognize that it's a choice. It's a choice. We have to decide to stop letting our ego control our actions. Let's ask ourselves, how can I lift up someone else today? And maybe it's listening to someone who needs to talk. Maybe it's serving quietly without seeking recognition. Or maybe it's forgiving someone who's wronged us, even if we feel justified in holding a grudge. And let me say this. And if you do these things, humility means that nobody else needs to know about it. You thought you could do it and then say, guess what? I was humble today. Let me tell you how. I did so-and-so or did such-and-such for somebody. Is that really being humble according to the word of God? Did Jesus go around telling everybody who he healed? Did Jesus go around telling everybody who started following him, guess what? I preached on such and such today, and I had 200 more people follow me because of my Sermon on the Mount. That's cool, right? That's not what Jesus did. Jesus served and did not look for recognition. You all, every opportunity to choose humility is a chance to get over ourselves and mirror the heart of God. Think about what you do at home. Think about work. Think about the church. Think about other things you're involved in. Are you putting others first? Are you considering their needs as important as your own? Is there a way you can serve today without expecting anything in return? As we walk into this day, let's challenge ourselves. Get over yourself. Stop waiting for others to serve you. Start serving them. The world tells us to look out for number one, but God tells us to look out for number two, three, four, and so on. Start serving them. Your act of humility might not change the world overnight, but it will transform the lives of those around you. And more important than anything, it will bring glory to God. So get over yourself. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we adore you. God, thank you for reminding us that it's not about the number of pats we can get on the back, but it's about mirroring your life here on earth. Jesus, help us to become more like you in our everyday walk. Be with us as we go about our day to day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.